Can you stand on your own?
Yeah. I can stand on my own.
You are a failure, Jake.
Help.
You can fix anything. But yourself, apparently. You're fired!
Are you a creeper?
What?
I already know you're a drinker. I smelled that when you walked past me.
I don't know what's wrong with you, but you have the worst timing in the world.
So I've been told. But what we're dealing with here is God's timing. Totally different thing.
Clearly, we need help here.
Mother, the boys are fighting again!
Oh!
You get those knuckleheads to play some football, that'll burn some of the testosterone off them.
And not fight in front of Jesus! Come on!
Do you two know anything about football?
Betting? Yes. Playing? No.
How long are you going to let these boys struggle before you help them?
I told you, I don't know nothing about football.
Are you sure that's right?
You got 12 players here. You can only have 11.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
Hugs or kisses?
What?
It's 4 o'clock. It's communion somewhere.
I'm in. I'll coach. Gentlemen, we are going to need a bigger team. You want me to treat you like a man? Why don't you prove you are one? I want you and your crew to play football.
Of course he wants us to play football. We're the best athletes in school.
If we're going to go through with this for real, it's going to be a lot of hard work. And we think, over time, we could be a real football team.
Can you be ready in 2 weeks?
The kids are great. They're playing great. They're acting like a team. But the chances of them winning anything without any game experience are slim to none.
I can say nobody saw this coming.
Would it surprise you if I said that I was never in this to win a game?
You are not going to be another in a long line of men who turn their back on those boys.
I wanted to win a soul.
That's the other team.
Welcome back to the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast, a special one. We are here with our friend and Bethlehem native Dan Roebuck, who, if you don't know, I'm going to give you the introduction. He's built a decades-long career in film and television, appearing in projects ranging from major studio films to television dramas, a graduate of Bethlehem Catholic High School, which is going to be a big topic of this conversation. He's never lost his connection to the Lehigh Valley, and he brings it home with another project that involves faith, football, humor, and redemption. The Hail Mary, which is premiering now. When you're watching this, it's out. Roebuck writes, directs, and stars as Jake Bauer, a broken and reluctant man who is offered a second chance when Sister Kathleen sees something in him. And, you know, I don't want to give the whole movie away here, Dan, but you're going to have to go see it. It's exciting. We're going to show the preview here as well. And Dan, welcome to the show.
I'm so happy to be here, George. I said you and I are in the same business, with the business of the Lehigh Valley.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so fun to see how much excitement every time you come home, and there's so many people involved, you know, in all of these projects. Why do you love continuing to do projects like this in the Lehigh Valley?
Think of this. Our main industry in this town disappeared.
Gone.
Virtually overnight. And the town has been reborn as not only, there's still so much industry here, but it is an artistic Eden. You know, we have great music, great theater. We have filmmakers wanting to make films here. And I come back here and I show this place off because I love it. And I love the people here. And my movies, which are set in the Lehigh Valley to some extent, each one of them, are about how great the people are here. And I just love doing these stories.
And this one's even more personal because you're a Bethlehem Catholic grad. And then a good portion of this movie was filmed at Bethlehem Catholic High School. Can you talk about that a little bit? How fun was it to go back to school?
Yeah, well, when you see it, it's actually the high school sequences were shot at the Mary Immaculate Seminary in Northampton.
Okay.
We turned that into our all-boys Catholic school. And then we come in the story from the fictional place we are, which we insinuate is Ohio, and we come to play the final game of the movie at the Bethel Municipal Stadium, four blocks from your house, and we play our fictional team plays Bethlehem Catholic High School. And because that's not enough for me, I'm greedy with my love of the Lehigh Valley. Not only do I have Bethlehem Catholic and the Bethlehem Catholic cheerleaders, we combined the Freedom and Liberty, the Grenadiers and the Patriot Band, combined them and filmed them and put them in the movie. And so there, if you're from the Lehigh Valley, this movie, although I've made it for the whole world and for eyes forever, this movie is something you've got to get out to see.
But how fun was it just including, I remember when you were filming that down the street and it was so many people there. How fun was it just, I mean, it's got to be crazy to organize that, but how fun was it filming that? That's got to be one of the most Lehigh Valley thick themes in cinema you're going to see for a while. There's so many people in there, you'll know if you're from the area.
Next to that final shot of St. Nick of Bethlehem, where we came down Main Street of Bethlehem.
The Hotel Bethlehem,
hundreds and hundreds of people. I had the bands and I had, we filled a portion of the stadium one night for about 3.5 hours. And then another night we filled it for about 2.5 hours. And then all the rest of the time, and I say filled it, we didn't fill it. We had 200 people one night, 400 people another night. Enough to, with my, even my feeble brain, when you see the movie, you see a full stadium, and we only had to augment shots a few times with the help of, when you watch anything, any commercial, anything on TV now, all the people in the stadium are fake. Not in our movie. The people are real Bethlehem Lehigh Valley residents. But we shot the game over 8 nights. So most of the time the boys were playing, they were playing at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh. And there was no one in the stadium to watch.
But so yeah, those high school kids were out there at like 2 or 3 in the morning. They were doing it
all night long. We couldn't get there. And we were grateful, you know, we were grateful that the school district let us use the stadium.
Sure.
But, you know, we were not the priority on the field. So they were all done by 9. We'd get there about 8, start going through makeup, and we started shooting at 9 o'clock when it got dark.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do, which is neat. And that's something else that I think
you won't be able to tell.
Yeah, I think something else that is really cool is all of the films that you've been making. You mentioned St. Nick of Bethlehem, and even previous to that, an interview with Madeline Dundon recently. You make us look so good, too. The shots, the Lehigh Valley looks so good. Bethlehem looks so good. You have all these drone shots. It's just beautifully done. Your cinematographer is great.
Yeah, we've got our cinematographer, Dan Herzog, shot two of the movies. My brother-in-law, Corey Garyak, shot one of them. Scott Nagy and Ted Rosen. The topography of where we live, it's not only are the people great, but it looks great. They keep talking about building sound stages, and I'm like, I don't come to the Lehigh Valley to shoot a sound stages, although I'm sure it would help something. I come to Lehigh Valley to shoot the Lehigh Valley. But a soundstage would be great. I'm not poo-pooing that.
Sure,
I'm just saying, of me, Dan Roebuck, your buddy, I like shooting the valley.
Something else we're kind of gloss over. You wrote this movie as well, you know? So can you talk a little bit about that? You know, what did you take from your own experience? What of Dan Roebuck went into this film?
Well, buddy, I think if a guy is a writer director, I think that the movie is tells their story. I really do.
Sure.
That's why I'm, you know, when you watch a guy, I don't know, like Woody Allen, you know, there's a lot of child molesting references in his movies, which is very weird. That's what he was accused of.
Sure.
So this movie is a love letter to the Lehigh Valley and to the religious sisters who raised me. So I was also raised a few blocks from where you live with a guy who's your next door neighbor, Charlie Keller. We went to St. Anne's school.
Sure.
And I had a first grade teacher named Sister Kathleen. And Sister Kathleen had such an impact on me. And so did the other nuns. We call them nuns. They're really religious sisters. But let's say nuns so we all know what we're talking about. They all had such an impact on me that I wanted to make a movie that said thank you to them. And that's what this movie is. Although it's completely fictional, everything about it is fictional, made up out of whole cloth. It is the caliber of the nuns compared to like the fallen guy that I play, and we made it into a buddy comedy where this nun finds a guy, he needs redemption, so she cons him into creating a football team for her all boys Catholic school. He absolutely doesn't want to do it, and she absolutely convinces him.
It's perfect. And it's fun. Like, I don't want to say you don't see movies like this anymore, but you kind of don't, you know, and it's great that not only are you making them, but you're making them here.
And look, in the old days, they interwove moral and ethical dilemmas into movies. I use as an example, a great movie called The Poseidon Adventure, which is spectacular. Yeah. It's about a boat turning over, but what it's really about is the crux of the story is not the boat turning over. There's a guy in the middle of it, a minister who's having a crisis of faith. And then the entire movie is a metaphor throughout the movie, people have to make sacrifices to save other people. And then in the end, he makes the ultimate sacrifice. He has to die. As he's hanging, think of that. He's hanging, but he has to die so that they can move up. Does that sound familiar, that story?
Yeah, I mean, I've watched the film.
A guy sacrificing himself? Yeah, dying so that... No, on a greater story.
Sure. I know, yeah.
A man hung on a cross died to...
Sure,
yeah.
Jesus himself, absolutely.
So these movies used to be just... Yeah, these movies just used to be made, and now we call them faith-based movies, but my movie's a movie. It's crafted as an entertainment. It's created so that you will laugh and maybe cry a little, but you will definitely be entertained from beginning to end, and then in the end, you'll be like, what about this movie? I don't want to scare people away that I'm making faith-based movies. I want people to know I'm making entertaining movies, but thought-provoking to the extent that I can. And I think this movie, because of the story, has Getting Grace obviously had a very deep story. This movie also has a deep story, but you know, maybe more accessible to people because we all fail sometimes and we all feel like we are unworthy unless you're a sociopath. Sometimes you feel like you're unworthy of your friends, unworthy of your family, most unworthy of the God who made you, but we're all worthy, we're all valued, and like, you know, this movie is should shake people up and remind them that no matter how far they've fallen, you know, there's someone waiting for them to rise up.
You can't really, you know, how do you argue with a message like that? You know what I mean? So it's premiere. Today is
on top of it all. Yeah, we're out in the Lehigh Valley. It's at ArtsQuest. It's at the Roxy. It's at the State Theater in Boyertown. It's at the Grand Theater. Is it Greenville? Down there below Quakertown. It's at the Pocono Cinema. So everybody listening can find a place to see it. How does it feel? Well, let me tell you something. This is like you know, a cesarean section. Nope. When your baby's going to be born. That's exactly what this is like. And right. And now that the baby's here, and you remember the old Seinfeld, oh, we got to go look at the baby. I want everybody to look at the baby. You know,
right.
I want everybody to see it. So I'm excited about it. We've got, I'm like, and I try to get around. I'll be at, tonight I'll be at the Roxy for the 7 o'clock show. Tomorrow we're doing a special event. They still have tickets available. I don't know if this goes out today.
I'm trying to get this out as quick as possible, yeah.
Tomorrow. Oh, great. Thank you. Tomorrow, that Saturday, people can call the Hotel Bethlehem. We're having an amazing event where the people go see the movie at 5 o'clock at the Banco, and then they're going to have a spectacular meal at the Hotel B. And Bobby Guthrie Walsh and I and Bruce Haynes will be doing a talk, and we're going to show deleted scenes from the movie and explain how we make the movie. Yeah, it's going to be a really unique event. So tickets are still available. And then Sunday I'll be at the theater in Boyertown, the State Theater. And I'll, be there to meet people for the 1 p.m. show.
So, that is amazing. I want everyone to go out, make sure that you're searching, the Hail Mary and where you can see it locally. I don't want to get ahead of us, but what's next? Because it seems like these seem to be doing well. They're premiering locally. I mean, are we going to continue to make movies here in the Lehigh Valley?
You bet your sweet bippy we are. And what's great is these movies. They're, you know, this movie is premiering. It's nationwide,
right?
And I have, I think, 40 theaters now. If we do well this week, we'll have 80 theaters next week. We'll see how far we can go and how far we can push it. But here's something people should think about. These movies play all over the world. All over the world. They're talking about a South American release on this movie. The other movies have played in Europe. People from all over the world see the Lehigh Valley in these movies. And that's great. The next movie is called Men of Granite, and it's it's our veterans movie. It's about four kind of grumpy old men. They don't really get along. They're all from different branches of the service, and this they do the honor guard in a local cemetery, and then this 19-year-old kid, this problem kid, gets thrown into their midst. Because a judge forces him to do his community service at the same cemetery. So my movies are all, if you really pull them away, pull them apart, these movies are about fatherhood. Fatherhood and mentorship. Because when you, like, you got your own kid, I got two of my own. People, when there's no father in the house, what happens to the kids that spiral out of control? And it's a shame. So I make these movies. I celebrate fatherhood. I don't, the society doesn't need any more help celebrating motherhood. I have a great mother, and my former wife was a great mother to my kids. And my wife here is a great mother to my stepkids. Mothers are great, but you take a father out of the house,
and empowering
to be in the house.
Yeah, but like you're also like setting a good example for empowering fathers to act this way as well.
And hopefully empowering people, you know, there's a lot of kids who need help, and empowering mentorship. Just because they're not your kids doesn't mean you don't have a point of view that might be able to help them navigate how difficult life is sometimes.
Absolutely.
You know, so these movies are about that, and that's what the next movie is going to be about. And George, I'd like to say, you know, we make the movies through a not-for-profit, and it is a real not-for-profit, very transparent. It's called A Channel of Peace, and people can go to achannelofpeace.org, and they can learn. First, they can see where the movies are playing all over the country, so they can tell relatives elsewhere. And they could donate if they want to help us make these movies, or if they want to be part of the movies, there's a place they can sign up for that.
Sure.
We always are looking for extras. We're looking for crew. We're looking for donations to help feed us or cars to help drive around or whatever. So we always need help, and I need the Lehigh Valley's help, because we make these movies for the smallest amount possible, but then we finish them in Hollywood, which requires a lot more money to make them seem like big Hollywood movies.
Right, right. Well, it's funny you talk about that. I mentioned this before, but you talk about extras. I was at a event at College Hill Moravian Church, and I heard a couple women last night talking about the movie. So I went over and I said, hey, I'm going to interview Dan Roebuck tomorrow. And they started telling me about how they were extras in the Hail Mary. They had their phones out with the tickets telling me which matinee to go, because the tickets were a little bit cheaper. So it was so fun to be like, they were, it was like a group of 5-6 women who were extras who I just met in the community last night. And we talked about it for like 20 minutes. So it's just fun to be, you know, have that excitement.
I love that. That's so great. And I try to get to as many of the performances as possible to meet people. Sure. It's glorious, and I'm so grateful that people love it. What surprises me, George, is I also bump into people and they say, well, why don't you make a movie in the Lehigh Valley? And I say, I've made 4. What are you talking about? Yeah. They don't know it. And you think, how bad is our job that we're doing that people don't know? But I appreciate you helping me spread the word.
Sure.
This is what's vitally important. Getting people into the theaters this weekend is huge. That's how we'll get next weekend.
Well, let's do it. We're going to be there. The event at the Hotel Bethlehem sounds like a blast. So, yeah, we're going to try to get this out as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Dan Roebuck, it's always a pleasure. It's been too long. I'll have to see you sooner than last time. So
then every 6 years, let's do it. And thank you for loving the Lehigh Valley. God bless.
Absolutely. Thank you.